Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brainstuff, it's Christian Sager. So in the late 1800s, there was this French guy, and his name was Le Petit-Man, and he was one of the stars of Moulin Rouge. People would come from far and wide just to watch this guy fart. Yeah, to watch him fart. Le Petit-Man, you see, was a professional flatulist, which, as it turns out, is still sort of a thing. And certainly it's a dream job for some, but if you want to move out of the ranks of amateur windbreakers and into those stinking, hallowed halls of the professionally flatulent, you will need to know a thing or two about farts. Like, what are they? Why do they happen? And why do they smell so bad? Well, first things first, everyone farts. Every single person. Yes, you too, listening to this, you do too. To not fart would be medically fascinating and probably dangerous. On average, most people are passing about 1 liter of gas a day, spread out over 13 to, wait for it, 21 incidents. That's 21 separate times in one day. The composition of a fart varies widely, but usually what we're smelling is something that's mostly nitrogen along with oxygen, carbon dioxide, and even methane. This gas itself comes from several sources: the air you swallow, gas that enters your intestines from your bloodstream, and so on. But about 75% of your farts are created in your lower intestine, and unfortunately not by you. See, the bacteria living inside you right now, they comprise a microbiome all of their own. And when we say it's intricate, we mean it's so intricate that David Attenborough could make a documentary about it. These bacteria form this thriving empire with billions of tiny separate organisms living inside their host. And that's you. They're living with you in symbiosis. Now, flatulence occurs when food passes through your stomach and small intestine without fully breaking down. So what does this mean? This means that the food hits the large intestine in an undigested state. So, for example, let's look at lactose, which is present in dairy products like milk and cheese. If you're lactose intolerant, then you lack the enzyme that breaks lactose into sugar molecules for the bloodstream. Without this, lactose just breezes through your stomach and small intestine into your large intestine, where it becomes the special of the day for billions of hungry bacteria. Those guys love lactose, and if you're not going to digest it, they will. As they digest this lactose, they emit a number of gases, including methane, hydrogen, carbon dioxide, and hydrogen sulfide, which is responsible for the unpleasant aroma. This process is similar to how yeast produces carbon dioxide to leaven bread. And speaking of food, it's true that some foods do produce more flatulence, primarily because they contain more indigestible carbohydrates. I'm looking at you, beans. Nutrient-dense vegetables and fiber-rich foods all have a reputation for enabling flatulence. That's not necessarily a bad thing. See, as scientists learn more about the relationship between diet, health, and a person's microbiome, they're discovering that these flatulent foods may encourage the growth of beneficial bacteria in your gut. When they're producing that next embarrassing puff of gas, they're also making molecules to protect your intestinal lining and prevent infections. So remember, the next time your silent crime accidentally ends up sounding like a stuttering trumpet, your intestinal bacteria are the real culprits. They are the ones actually farting. And look, I want to emphasize this. They are farting inside of you, and then you fart their farts out. Are we clear on that part? Which leads us to the bigger question of the day. Who are we farting inside of?
Check out the BrainStuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.